Movies, music, books. We review the ones that really help you grow. Review from the Salvos.
You've no doubt heard of that absurdist play, Waiting for Godot, by Samuel Beckett, in which two characters, Vladimir and Estragon, wait endlessly and ultimately in vain for the arrival of someone named Godot. To pass the time, they argue, exercise, sing, play games, swap hats, and contemplate suicide, whatever they can think of to distract them from the silence of waiting. Well, new to our bookstores is the book Waiting on God by Cherie Hill. Unlike Beckett's play, Cherie is actually talking about us waiting for God to show up. But you kind of got that from the title, didn't you? Cherie explores the lack or seemingly lack of response from God when we call on him. As Cherie puts it, you pray, but no one seems to be listening. You trust him, but he seems like he's letting you down. You believe his word, but his promises are coming up seemingly empty. If God is doing anything at all in your life, you can't see it. The fight of faith intensifies as it appears that not only God is running late, he may not even show up at all. By the looks of things, he's either too busy in the lives of others, or he simply doesn't care. Does anything prepare us for the silence when it happens? Does anything reassure us when the doubt starts knocking? Does anything give us hope when it seems like we're waiting in vain? Like Vladimir and Estragon waiting for their acquaintance Godot. Cherie explores that while we wait on God, it is his promises that we'll cling to and ultimately put our faith in when our lives are hanging by a thread. We'll find that God knows what he's doing. He's in control even when life isn't. You'll find that even when your world seems to be falling apart, it's really just falling into place, into the hands of your almighty, loving Father in heaven. Waiting on God by psychologist Cherie Hill, who is as bubbly and positive as her book. And yes, unlike Godot, God does turn up. I'm Aaron Wright.